8:36 now at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to find out what's going on in the city of Houghton, brought to you by the city of Houghton. Susie Landers is here.
Good morning, good morning.
It is good to have you back, of course.
And always wonderful, Todd.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice 4th of July weekend coming up.
It is, and I had a special order for this weekend because I really need for it to be a great weekend.
It's going to be nice.
Yes.
Going to be nice.
Yes,
and
it is.
We have a special guest, Steve Patchen, is here.
We do. And you know, a lot of people know Steve, but the reason I brought Steve in today, with it being a nice weekend, everyone's going to be in the water and floating around.
You hope. You
I decided to bring in a professional to, you know, continue our conversation we've had about the science of the flotation device.
So you're copping out is what you're telling me, because you really, it turns out, don't know a darn thing about the physics behind flotation. So you've brought in Steve
but
to answer this question.
But I didn't tell Steve prior to the interview what we were going to be talking about.
But Steve knows everything.
He does, because he is, yes, he is the king of, we're going to say the kingpin of the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Festival.
So
take it away, Steve. What can you tell us about
that? Oh, my God. You guys are really setting me up. So
was it Archimedes who did the floating thing in the bathtub for the Greeks years ago and then discovered displacement and all of that and ran out into the street naked and yelled, Eureka?
There
You got one up on me. I didn't know that story.
That's the myth, at least, legend is that he sat down in his bathtub and saw the water spill over the edge and figured out the whole concept of displacement.
Oh,
and he ran out into the street and yelled, Eureka, I have it. And everybody said, well, you have something, but you don't have what you really need to be standing out in the street yelling at this point.
So, oh, my gosh.
So we'll include that in the curriculum this summer.
That would
another part of programming.
Yeah, and that's a story that nobody's ever going to forget, Todd, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, I never forgot it, and I learned it back when I was learning about the study of flotation in elementary school, which obviously Susie missed that grade.
I missed that. I was probably talking in class and sent to the principal's office.
Oh, that
was usually what happened to me.
That would have been it. This is something new.
Yes,
that's coming up. We've never done it before. And all of our summer things generally are kind of physically oriented. We have runs. We have parades. We have baseball games. We have things of that nature. This is a summer exercise for the brain.
It is. And it's kind of at a unique time of year, too, because at the beginning of August, you know, you see all the ads on TV. It's all back to school. And then you see the final days of enjoying your camp. So it's that transition period where the parents are trying to figure out, well, what can we do to kind of get our kids back into school mode? And that's a great opportunity to use all of our assets in the area to create an atmosphere for that.
And it's the time of year when some kids are saying, gee, I'm getting a little bored.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine are like that.
Is this for just kids?
No, that's the beauty of it. It's for everybody. You know, this little history on science festivals. Science festivals go way back into the medieval times. They used to have these festivals, and they used to do all this, what we would call magic, which is just science in different forms. So communities used to come around, and they used to have these celebrations about science, about this magic. And it transferred, so it's grown and it's moved on to bigger festivals. Some of them are 3 hours long. Some of them are, you know, a month long. They do them. China actually has a division of their education system that is strictly geared toward creating these science festivals all around China. And the goal of it is to get the whole community to start talking about science. And if you get the parents talking about it, you get the grandparents talking about it, you get the kids talking about it, before you know it, you know, they start acquiring vocabulary and what it's about. They start, you know, questioning why things are happening and learning on their own. So you create this culture of inquiry around science, and science becomes cool. So, you know, nerds are neat, and that's kind of the society that we're moving into. So they're starting to do these around the United States. You've got the USA Science and Engineering Festival, which is a two-day event in Washington, D.C., draws around 450,000 people. We've been part of that. One of our programs called Mind Trekkers at Michigan Tech has been part of that. You've got the San Francisco Bay Science Festival. So there's nothing in Michigan, though. And Michigan is this will be the first science and engineering festival, community science and engineering festival in Michigan.
So are we making an effort to reach out beyond our little enclosure here on the Keweenaw Peninsula and draw in people from outside the area?
Well, we do. And that's one of our nights. You know, we've got on Friday night, we've got a science comedian, the only one in the United States, called Brian Mallow. And then we've also got University of Wisconsin. Their physics crew is coming up, and they're going to be doing some really neat physics experiments on stage, including the one with all the lightning, you know, that goes, that bolts from these cages that they're in and shoots across the stage. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
But can they make Susie float?
Oh. Well, that'll be really interesting.
Well, no. Well, I think we should sign her up and then and get a big tub of water and mm-hmm. see what they can do.
That's so. Let's do it. I'm always in for anything, you know, anything for the event or the community.
I think that would be kind of neat, because if you put electricity in water, it's amazing thanks. What kind of hairdo that can do. I mean, just think of that. That would be the best permanent you've ever had.
Yeah. Not sure electricity and water really contributes, though, to floating.
Well, that's a good question. We'll have to find out, right?
Yeah. Now, see, we're getting really deep into this.
We are.
That's the beauty of science. So,
because this is, I don't know anything about what you have planned here. Do people have to sign up in advance for this? Is this something you just show up at?
Right. You can just show up. And actually, too, I wanted to mention that this effort is a group of people from a lot of different areas. I mean, not most people know Steve from Michigan Tech, but it's not just Michigan. This is not a Michigan Tech event. We've got the two cities involved. We have people from the chamber. Well, of course, I look at myself not just from the city, but I look at myself from the community. Yeah. And we also have the Smart Zone. And we have a lot of partners that are stepping up. So keeping in mind that this is a great effort on a lot of people's, you know, joining together.
One would hope that this would eventually benefit the university in some way, shape, and form, because
right,
the cooler...
Right, and we're going to have the other schools. I mean, we have Gogebic stepping up.
And
I'm sure Finlandia will have a...
Yep, we're in conversations with them to add programming. So.
Yeah, because Michigan Tech is basically a science school.
Right.
And if science is cool, and if we can ignite that interest in those kids, mm-hmm. then eventually they come to Michigan Tech and go on to hopefully bigger and better things.
Right, and like Steve said earlier, too, this is not just for kids. This is all ages. We've talked about this prior on other radio shows, that I think there's going to be something. There is something for everyone. One really cool component, of course, is our science crawl.
I think it's awesome.
It's great. I'm really excited about it. This is going to be where Steve is going to actually schedule different scientists in different venues throughout downtown Houghton. And it will be, you know, you will go to, say, Armando's or the doghouse. I'm not sure how we're actually doing that, but you know, there'll be a scientist there for a half hour, and he will speak about whatever he has.
Whatever his expertise is.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you'll have a time for question answering, and then the group will just move down to the next venue, and it's just a crawl, you know, through downtown Houghton. And if you get hung up on the one, you know, on the flotation device, which I'll be at, which will be that'll be the favorite one. You know that.
Yes.
They it'll be just like this rotating crawl throughout downtown Houghton, which is going to be great. And that's got to be more geared for adults.
Yes.
Where can people go to find out what the schedule is starting to look like? Do you have anything posted online yet?
We do. We have a great website. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, the website is qanscience.org. And if you Google search QNS Science and Engineering Festival, it'll pop up. So it's got a video on there. You know, our theme is sun, sand, and science. And it will tell you how you can get involved. It'll tell you how you can donate, because all of these activities, the only one that actually has a cost to it is Brian Mallow, the science comedian, because it's costing a little bit to bring him in from outside. Everything else is covered by our donors or people that volunteer their time, including the scientists.
And do you need more donors? Do you need sponsors?
Oh, yeah.
We do. And keeping in mind that there's many different avenues. Say if you're an organization and you have a mission that you support, say, a health initiatives, mm-hmm. things like that. I mean, we have pieces in our program that we can direct that to, that we could tag you saying this is brought to you by, I won't throw any names out there, but, something like that. Or, you know, whatever your mission might be, I'm sure we can find a component, because, as we know, science touches everything.
Yeah, we could set up an exhibit about radio waves or something like that.
Hey, for example, we're also doing the science of hot sauce, which will be mm-hmm. at Habanero's in our own Ray Weigler. He's going to be doing that on Thursday night, I think it is.
Yep.
The science
and
of
that's
hot sauce.
That's family oriented. So that all ages, and that's from 7 to 9 on Thursday.
But that speaks to it, August. Doesn't it? I mean, yes. The concept that science affects everything mm-hmm. we do, whether we think about it or not.
Yeah. Right.
So what are the dates again?
It's going to be the 5th through the 8th of August, so that first week. It starts on a Wednesday and we'll go to Saturday. Wednesday's one of the big ones is Nerd Night, which is going to be at the Continental Fire Company.
That's me.
Exactly.
That's me.
You know, that's where young kids can come in and there'll be obviously music and dancing. And then there'll be a bunch of physics activities that happen every 15 minutes. There'll be a different activity, hands-on, that the kids can participate in. So you meld that science and that excitement of dancing. Before you know it, you associate the two together. So, and that's what they've found, educational psychologists have found, that if you mix that together, the kids start learning without knowing that they're learning, and they start having fun, and it all gets rolled up into one.
And everyone learns in different ways.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're touching all of the senses that...
Yep.
That
well, and
that
anybody who has seen what the Mind Trekkers do from Michigan Tech right. knows that you can make science a lot of fun.
Well, that's what's going to be fun, because Saturday's event ends up down at the park here in Houghton, and the Mind Trekkers, there'll be a few college students, but most of them are going to be the high school students that are in the after school program.
Oh, cool.
So these high school students will be conducting all those hands-on activities for everybody.
That's going to be neat.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Hey, I got to wrap things up, but Steve Patchen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And Susie, I know we'll keep folks posted on the development of this.
We will.
Over the next few weeks as it gets closer.
And I want to throw in there too, if you want to donate or if you want to be a sponsor or just get involved in this event, because this is our first year coming out of the gates, so we could use a little extra help, and this is going to be ongoing. This is not just a one-year deal. Please give me a ring, 906-370-3110.